Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham. This message is by Clive Urquhart.
Now, I don't want to talk for long because of what I believe God wants to do this morning. So, does anybody know one of the words that we've been using all year that God's wanted to do in and through our lives during the year? It began in the prayer and fasting. It begins with A. What does God want to do in every one of our lives? He wants to... Somebody said it over here. No, not accelerate. Activate, right? This is a year of activation, that God's going to be activating who he is in us and therefore through us in a greater way. So this morning is going to be a morning of activation, okay? So I want to just share a few thoughts to kind of set the scene, and then we're going to give space for God to do what he wants to do this morning. So if I swap to the other mic. Okay, so Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2. That's our verse for the month. Anybody know what it is? Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us, fixing our eyes on the author and the perfecter of faith. Okay, so we've had some great weeks. This week, Run the Race, is we're focusing around the power of God, running the race in the power of the Spirit or in the power of God. So before we get into a couple of scriptures in terms of just New Testament Holy Spirit scriptures that are going to kind of just set the scene, just want to remind us about who God is and the power of God. So if you are a child, do you want to jump out of your seats and do you want to come down here? Because you guys are going to help me. So if you're one of the children in here, one of the kids, do you want to run down the front, come down here? Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. You guys are going to need to help me, all right, this morning with some answers. You're going to have to tell the adults who God is. Is that all right? Brilliant. Okay, now we're going to go right back to the beginning of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. And in Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth, okay? Now, does anybody know what was the first thing that God said? Let there be...
Light.
Can you guys shout that out? Let there be...
Light.
Okay, let there be light. And what happened? Come on in, what happened?
Then there was light.
Then there was light. This is going to be deep this morning, okay? Then there was light. So what did God do? When there was light, he separated light from darkness, okay? Then it said there was evening and there was morning. Now, isn't it interesting? It says he separated light from darkness. Where did the light come from? Sun. Anybody know where the light came from? Who said that?
God.
Where did the light come from?
God.
Exactly. There was no sun to bring light at that point. So where was the light from? The light was from... Okay. So he brought light to the earth, okay? So that was the first day, evening and morning. Second day, what did he say? Let there be an expanse between the... What makes the sky and the sea? Begins with W. Water, okay? He said, let there be an expanse between the waters, okay? And that expanse he called?
Sky.
Sky, okay? So this is amazing. Think about it. He's just speaking and things are happening. He's just speaking and the waters are moving. The expanse was created and sky came into being just because he spoke something, okay? What's the next thing he said that came out of his mouth on day three? Let the waters gather to one place and let the dry ground appear, okay? And so the land and the seas were separated, okay? So basically land came up and was created and the seas were put in place. How did that happen? Because what?
Because he said so.
Right, because he said so. When God speaks, powerful things happen. Now, imagine, have you ever sat and wondered what it would be like to watch creation come into being? The sound of it, as well as watching it. Imagine the sound of the seas all moving and land suddenly appearing and coming up. What would that have sounded like? It would have been amazing, wouldn't it, to watch that. It wouldn't have been this silent, the seas just over there. I mean, there would have been roaring and all of that of the waves and the sea. And then the mountains and the earth, I don't know what it was like, you know, being formed. But it would have been incredible to watch. And all he said was, let the waters be here and let land appear. And suddenly all of this powerful activity starts to happen. That's day three. Day four, he then said, let the lights in the expanse of the sky basically come into being. So that's the day he created the sun and the moon. The sun to give light during the day and the moon by night. Okay. And so the sun moves. And also, what else did he create on that day? The sun, the moon, and all of the stars in the sky. Amazing. What would that have been like if you were standing there with God and he said, watch this, watch what I'm going to do now. And he just went, let the lights appear. And then suddenly the sun came into the sky. What would that look like? And the moon, let's put the moon up there. Let the moon be up. And then he said, now watch this. And then he just said, let the expanse of the sky be filled with stars. What would that have looked like?
Amazing.
Amazing, right? And all he said was, let there be. Wow. Do you think God is powerful? Do you think he's powerful? If he just says things and things like that happen, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? Okay, that was day four. Day five, what did he do? He says, let the waters teem with living creatures. So all of the sea animals were created on day five. It says, let the water teem with. What does that mean? It means fill with, overflowing with. What's your favourite sea animal? Anybody?
A seahorse.
Seahorse. Oh, Jane loves seahorses. Anything else? What's your favourite sea animal?
Octopus.
Octopus. Wow, cool. Anything else? Do you want to shout? Anyone will do.
A seashell.
A seashell. What's inside a seashell?
Inside a seashell, there is...
Little crabs. That's it, exactly. Brilliant. Little crabs and all sorts of things come out of seashells. Brilliant. Not mermaids. Mermaids do not come out of seashells, just to let you know. Let the waters teem with living creatures and birds that fly in the sky. Okay, that was day five. Day six, he said, let the land produce the animals, first of all the animals that live on the land. What would this have been like, right? You're looking at the land, there's no animals. And then he just started saying, let the land produce living creatures. And out of the ground, because it said, let the land produce living creatures. This is God speaking here. What would that have looked like for animals beginning to be formed out of the land, out of the earth?
Incredible.
It would be incredible, wouldn't it? And what kind of animals did he create right at the beginning?
Elephants.
Elephants.
Bears.
Tigers. Anything else? What's your favourite animal? Everybody shout out your favourite animal.
Snake.
Exactly. All of that lot he created at that moment, okay? Living creatures. Wouldn't that be amazing? Suddenly filled, the whole land was filled with animals walking around roaring and singing and doing whatever they are. Birds, that is, singing. Other things, roaring and whatever noise they make. Wouldn't it have been amazing? Do you think God's powerful?
Really powerful.
Really powerful, okay? And then also, what else? Who else did he create on day six?
Human beings.
Human beings. He created man in his image, okay? What did he do when he created Adam to bring Adam alive? What did he do? What did he do?
He did then create Eve.
He did, but what did he do to bring Adam alive? He formed him and then he breathed into his nostrils, didn't he? And he came alive, okay? So when God breathes, what happens? Life is released. When he speaks, what happens? Life is released. Why? Because God is powerful, okay? Then on day 7, he rested from all his work. He blessed it and made it holy. It's important that we rest as well. We have days where we rest and that's a whole other message, right? So how many of you think that God is powerful? If he can create things with a word, he just speaks, okay? So, Jesus, he was God in human form, okay? But he was fully human like we are, but yet he was God at the same time. But in order to do all the things that God wanted him to do, he had to trust God, okay? As a human being, he had to trust God. So what happened when he got baptized? Does anybody know this? In Luke chapter 3, okay, John the Baptist baptizes Jesus, and as Jesus comes out of the water, okay, he raises his hand, and what happens?
There's a dove,
but what does that mean? What happened?
The Holy Spirit's in his body.
Okay, so the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. So God the Father wouldn't let Jesus do anything going forward until he was filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? Now, is the Holy Spirit God? Was the Holy Spirit involved in creation? Right? Because it says in Genesis, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the surface of the deep, over the earth, right? And when God spoke, who is the word in the Bible? Who does it say the word is in the Bible?
Jesus,
okay? So Jesus in the Bible, in the New Testament, is the word that has become made flesh, that became a human being, okay? So when God said, let there be light, what was happening? He was speaking the word, okay, which is Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit was moving and forming everything that was going on, okay? So when Jesus was going to be sent by God, by the Father, to go and preach to people and heal the sick and raise the dead and do all the stuff he was going to do, he needed the Holy Spirit in his life, okay, to enable him to do all the things that God wanted him to do. So when he was baptized, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. How many people in here are filled with the Holy Spirit? So what does that mean then? That means you have the same Holy Spirit in you that was at work in creation, forming everything on the earth.
Amen.
Like, we know this stuff, but we need to revisit this for a moment so that we have a revelation of who we actually have in us. Because God wants us to live and move in the power of God every day in our lives. This is not something that's just for a few preachers or a few people that might be gifted in a certain way. The Holy Spirit is in every one of us. When we know him and we've given our lives to him and we pray, what happens in Acts 1 verse 8? What does Jesus say to the disciples before they go and do anything after Jesus was going to go up to heaven? He then said, I'm going to send someone to help you, which is the Holy Spirit. What does he say in Acts 1 verse 8, which I think is on the screen? But you will receive
power.
Now, what power was that? It was the same power that's at work in creation. And all the way through the Old Testament, imagine watching the waves being parted when Moses stood there and put his stick in the air and the Israelites were on the edge of the Red Sea. Imagine what that would have looked like and sounded like. Who was parting the Red Sea?
The Holy Spirit.
Okay, got the Holy Spirit was working and moving and parting the Red Sea. The walls that went down at Jericho, what was going on there? Who was doing that? Was that a man or was that God? It was God. He was doing amazing things. And the same Holy Spirit is in us today. Okay. So here's a little verse for you, Ephesians 1, 18 to 20. Then this is just about it, right? And then we're going to pray in a moment. It says here, that we would also know his power working in us because we believe in him, a power so great that it cannot be compared with any other power. You have an example of this power, exactly how mighty it is in the resurrection of Jesus. Yes, the power that raised him from the dead and caused him to be seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father is the same power which is within you now.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Now, here's the question. Do we believe it?
Yes.
That is the key. The same power that was in Jesus is the same power that is in us. Do we believe it? How many of you believe that? Okay, two things happen when you believe. When you believe, that enables you to receive. Because if you don't believe God's going to do anything, you won't receive anything. And so when we believe, we receive. But also when we believe what God says, we then do whatever he says we can do, okay, in his name, okay? Now, here's a story with Peter and John in Acts chapter 3. Because all of us would think, well, of course Jesus did this stuff because he was Jesus. And sometimes we find it difficult to separate God, Jesus being fully God, but also Jesus being fully man. And often we think, well, Jesus was God anyway. Well, of course he was going to do those things. But he still needed the Holy Spirit. But here's Peter and John, a couple of guys that were fishermen. And Jesus said, come follow me, okay? And you're going to see some amazing things happen. And this is what happened one day where they were going to pray in the temple. We've got a little video here. Look at what happened on this particular day on the way to the temple to pray. So they were just going to pray. They were just going about their whatever they were doing. Came across a guy who couldn't walk. And what did they say? I can't give you any money because I don't have any on me. But what I do have, I can give you. And then what did he say? Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. And then what did he do? He held out his hand to then help him up. And what happened as the guy took Peter's hand and he started to stand up, his legs became strong and he began to walk and jump around and praise God for all that God was doing in him at that moment. Now, just before we pray, we've got a little experiment that we're going to do, right? Okay, so this is the Blue Peter moment. Anybody who remembers Blue Peter? So they're on the way to pray, okay? And I don't know if this is going to come up on the screen or it is. Okay, so the ping pong ball is the crippled guy, okay, who couldn't walk, all right? And he is stuck in his life. Can this ping pong ball get out of that himself? Okay, so the guy is stuck. Now, in here, we have bicarbonate of soda. And have you like a little experiment? I'm going to just move my iPad in case this really does go the way it can go. Okay, now I need two people to help me. Come on then, do you want to come up? And do you want to help me? Okay, brilliant. Now, this is bicarbonate of soda. And for this particular experiment, or example, this is faith, okay? Not the name faith, this is faith that we have, okay? So would you like to hold that? Okay, this is faith. And in here, we have some white vinegar, okay? And when you mix white vinegar with soda, there's normally a reaction and it should pop the thing right out, okay? That's the idea. So when we mix a little bit of faith with the Holy Spirit, things happen. So do you want to tip all that in there?
All of it.
Well, a lot of it. Yeah, go on. Now just tip that in there. Can you reach? That would be all right. Ready? Do you want to help? Ready, steady. Let's tip all that in there. Let's see what happens. This worked in rehearsal. This worked in rehearsal. You need more faith. Yeah, right. Oh, well, the ball's stuck at the bottom there. Hey, here we go, here we go. Come on, you're supposed to come out. Anyway, look at that. Wow, that was amazing. Why is it works at home, and then when you get in front of everybody... Thanks, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so what happened is you saw that flew out of the glass. Now, a little bit of faith and the Holy Spirit sets people free, right? And Jesus said, you only need faith as small as a mustard seed. A mustard seed is a tiny little thing. How many of you got that much faith?
Yeah.
Come on, we've all got faith the size of a mustard seed, right? Now, God wants to heal lots of people this morning. And he's going to do that through all of us, okay? This isn't a watch someone else pray for people. This is going to be all of us praying for one another. And God's going to heal lots of people. God spoke to me at the beginning of the week. And said to me about some things he wants to do this morning. So I've just been praying through the week in relation to what he wants to do. And I believe there's a number of things. There's some of you have had accidents before in your life, and some of your bones have not, they haven't mended properly, or you've got restricted movements in some way or other in parts of your body as a result of that. Some of you have got... issues with your joints where they're clicking, they're painful. Some of it's arthritic, and some of it is not because you've got arthritis, but some of it's because of accidents that you've had in the past. Some of you, your backs are out of alignment, and therefore one leg is slightly longer than the other. And God wants to realign your hips this morning and do some stuff in your back to realign your body. Some of you have got slight curvatures in your spine and down your spinal cord. There's some curves in your spine, and God's going to correct the curvature in your spine this morning so that your posture changes, but also so there's right alignment in your body. So some of the aches and pains that you have in your body as a result of your back being slightly out of alignment, some of it is slightly bent. One or two of you, it's because you've got a curve going down your spine that way, and God's going to correct some things in your bodies this morning so that there's right alignment, and the pain as a result is going to stop. Some of you have sciatica as a result of stuff, and that sciatica is going to finish this morning because of what God's going to do. There's some of you, one or two people, you got some spots on your lungs, some things that have been diagnosed about your lungs, some respiratory issues. They're not necessarily cancerous, but there's some other things in your respiratory system, and God's going to deal with what's going on in your lungs. And some of you, you're going to know you're healed because of the change in your breathing capacity. Some of you today, as a result of what God does, you're going to need to go and get some things checked out. Okay, in terms of what God is going to do. One of the things I'd heard in the week about livers and kidneys. Some of you have got slightly damaged livers and kidneys because of a previous lifestyle that you've had. And although you're forgiven, the past is the past, you're a new creation in Christ, there's some things that you've lived in the effect of where your liver or your kidneys don't function in the way they're supposed to. And I believe that God's going to heal kidneys and livers this morning. And it's like he's going to do a creative miracle and restore full health to your liver and your kidneys. Is that all right? This morning, there's some blood conditions that some people have. You don't have the right sugar levels in your blood, and God's going to readjust the sugar levels in your blood so that you don't have either too much or too not enough, but he's going to put the right levels in there. Now, if you take insulin or anything else to adjust the sugar levels in your blood, okay, God's going to heal this morning, but you also need to go to the doctor and get them to check your blood so that they also can verify you don't need your medication any longer, all right? Now, some people say, I'm not going to take the medication anymore. God is bigger than your medication. So God's going to change the sugar level in blood this morning. If you do still take your insulin, God's bigger to override the insulin going into your body to make it more or less or whatever, and or more. And but you need to go and get checked in the doctors first. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So they can sign you off and say you don't need that any longer, okay? Is that all right? Just a few practical things like that. There's lots of things God's going to do this morning through each of us. Now, what did Peter and John do when they saw the guy healed? Did they pray in tongues?
No.
Okay. Did they pray for ages?
No.
What did they do? They said, you don't have to say silver and gold I don't have this morning. That's not the point. Some of you might be saying, I don't have a lot of that either. That's a different message, that one. But what I do have, I give you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what did they say? He said, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Okay. Now, we're going to keep this really simple today in terms of what God wants to do, because our faith is in Him, who He is. We've just heard when He said, let there be, what happens?
It happens.
See, we have the Word in us. We have Jesus in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have His Word in us. So when we speak, what does sickness need to do when we speak in the name of Jesus? Has to go, right? Because the name of Jesus is more powerful than sickness. Okay, so there's physical symptoms, there's mental stuff, but there's also emotional things that God wants to deal with this morning. Now, I know God's been talking to me for a little while, and over the next two or three Sundays, in terms of where we're going to go into the autumn, there's some things we'll kind of share into this a bit more. I believe God wants us to be operating a lot more in the power of God as a church every week and throughout the week. Because the power of God is not reserved just for a Sunday morning, okay? We have Him in us. So wherever we go, what is possible?
Everything.
All things are possible for those who
believe,
okay? So jump to your feet. Let's stand together, okay? I want you to get into groups of four. No more than that, just from a time point of view. Get into groups of four. So kids, if you want to go and find your mum and dad, your parents, whoever you came with, adults you came with, because you guys are going to be praying for adults, right? And you're going to see some adults getting healed this morning, because God is no respecter of persons, okay? And we want to keep this really simple. So if you have some sort of condition, I might have mentioned those already. It doesn't matter how severe things are or however minor we think in our estimation. As far as God's concerned, dealing with a little, you know, snivelly nose is the same as dealing with cancer.
Amen.
We're the ones that rate it in difficulty, okay, in that sense, because we look at things in the natural. But we want to look at things with the eyes of faith. So before we pray for anybody and do anything, the first thing we're going to do, if we're in any form of unbelief, or I don't know if God's going to do anything through me today. Yeah, it sounds great, Clive, but, you know, you're not me in that sense. You could be saying, thinking that, or, well, I've never seen it, or I've prayed for people before and it hasn't worked or hasn't happened. What we want to do at this moment is say, right, Father, I give you all the past experiences, any unbelief right now or any doubt, I just hand that over to you. I ask you to forgive me if there's any doubt. And at this moment, just say, Father, I thank you that you author faith in me, because you are the author and the perfecter of faith. And I thank you that you release faith through what we've just been looking at, through the Word this morning, because you're the Word in me. And in the next few minutes, when I speak to somebody and just say, be healed in the name of Jesus, thank you that your healing power is going to be released into this person's life and they will be healed. Amen. So just pray if you need to for a moment. If you need to give any unbelief, doubt, fear, past experiences to the Lord, just say, Father, I give that to you. If there's any unbelief there, say, Father, I ask you to forgive me for unbelief, that I haven't believed that you want to do this through me. I thank you that you forgive me. And I thank you right now that you author faith in me through your Word, that as we not just pray now, but as we speak. Because Jesus didn't say pray for the sick, he said heal the sick.
Amen.
So I thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do right now in my brothers and sisters in Christ that I'm with. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so in your groups, they didn't get all religious, did they, in terms of what we might normally do? We're not having somebody playing keyboards this morning because they didn't have somebody from their worship team who suddenly arrived before they did. They didn't stand before the cripple and go, oh, no, we haven't got Jim, the worship leader, the keyboard player is, so we can't do anything. You know, they didn't have their iPhone with them to say, let's put Spotify on and let's get some worship on so that it creates a good atmosphere for this. You know, do we believe that God is the healer?
Yes.
When he created the heavens and earth, he didn't have the whole of heaven singing, saying, would you create an atmosphere for me so that I can have some faith to see? No, he just went, let there be, and there was, right? And it's him in us and now working through us. Amen. So just check with the people. Just go around one by one and pray for each person one by one. Anybody needs some healing, just say, hey, this is what's going on. You don't need to tell them the backstory, the history for 10 minutes as to what happened. Just say, this is what's going on in my body. And then just pray for them, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep praying, okay? Just lay hands on people. If you need to do something to move about, to bend over or to do something to check, then that's important that you check. Thank you, Jesus, for backs being healed, muscles being healed, joints being healed, spines being healed. Father, I thank you for your healing grace right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, your healing grace being released. Thank you, Jesus. Cycles of sickness. Some of you have had ongoing cycles of sickness. That's called an infirmity in the Bible. They're broken in the name of Jesus. Cycles of sickness stopped, broken off of your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It doesn't need long prayers, okay? It doesn't need, don't put faith in how many words you say. If we pray long prayers, it's because we think the more I say, the more will happen. And we're putting our faith in our words, not our faith in Him. So just keep it simple, okay? Keep it simple. You might need to say, just be free from that pain right now and ask them, how are you? How are you doing? If you've got a limb or a joint that's aching, someone lay hands on it and say, be healed. Then ask them, just move around, move your joints, walk up and down, stretch, touch your toes, whatever you need to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you have got eating, some of you can't eat certain foods because of the reactions, allergies. You have food allergies. I believe God wants to heal some food allergies this morning that your body doesn't react and have a negative reaction. If you have food allergies, tell the people in your group, I have allergies in this, this, and this, and I can't eat this stuff. Lay hands on them. Rebuke the allergies. Command their system to come right in the name of Jesus. Be healed so they can eat in the right way. They can eat what all the things they need to eat. Father, I thank you for healing in digestive systems. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just keep it simple, okay? Keep it simple. Thank you, Jesus. As God's doing stuff, just thank Him. As you see Him do stuff, thank Him. Just thank Him for what He's doing. Give Him the thanks for what He's doing. And as you see Him do stuff, that encourages your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your healing grace, Father. Thank you for your healing grace all around this room right now. Thank you for setting people free from different things, from dyslexia, where there's electrical disconnections in the brain. Father, I thank you, restore all the right electrical connections in the brain Thank you for dyslexia going right now, that people can then read and write and their brains function in the way that they're created to be. Father, I thank you for your healing grace. I had a word the other day that one or two people have got some kind of minor blood clots in their bodies. And if that's you, tell the people in your group, and God's going to disperse out. He's going to deal with whatever the blood clot issue is, so your blood stops clotting and your blood can then flow around your body in the way that it's supposed to. One or two people, you've got issues with heart valves. The valves going into your heart are not opening and closing in the way they're supposed to. If it's another lady, lay hands on that lady's heart. If it's a guy, get a guy to lay hands on the heart. And heart valves are going to be fully opened and healed in the name of Jesus right now. That heart, so the blood can flow around the body in the right way. I believe God was saying to me the other day that somebody's got a hole in the heart this morning, and God's going to heal the hole in the heart so that your heart can function in the way that it's supposed to. So lay hands on that person's heart. If it's a lady, another lady lay hands on them. If it's a man, another man lay hand on that person. If you're the one with the hole in the heart, if you any other heart conditions, again, bring them before the group. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for your healing grace, your power being released through every one of us this morning. You say in your word, believers will lay hands on the sick and they will get well. We thank you. In Mark 16, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your hand at work right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hearing. Some of you have got restricted hearing. Just command those ears to be opened right now in the name of Jesus. There's several of you that have got eye conditions that have been diagnosed. There's a name for whatever the eye condition is. I believe God wants to heal eye conditions this morning, that your eyes no longer have a certain disease or infirmity in your eyes. Someone else, your taste for food, your taste has gone. And it's not COVID, it's a different condition, okay? And God wants to restore the taste back into your tongue and into your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your healing grace being released right now through the body to one another. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just put your hand up if you know God's been doing something in your body in some way. Just raise one of your hands if you know something's been happening, okay? Just raise one of your hands. Just thank the Lord for what He's doing. Just thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, if you know something's happened in your body, can you just put your hand up, okay? I'm not necessarily going to ask you to come up here, but you just raise your hand if you know something's been happening in your body in the last few minutes, okay? Colleen, has something been happening with you? Do you know something's changed? Do you want to just quickly jump up? I will get you to jump up here for a minute. I know, not to everyone. All right, brilliant. Okay. So, Colleen, what did you get prayed for?
So, I got prayed for pain in my back.
Yeah.
And I also stopped smoking yesterday.
Great.
And when I came into church this morning, I actually wrote down in my notebook before you started what you were saying,
yeah,
that I can't do this on my own, God.
Okay.
I can only do this through you.
Right.
I can only do this for you. And then right. You preached what you right. preached, and now I know I am going to do it through God.
Right.
How's your back?
Brilliant.
No pain. All the pain's gone. All right, brilliant. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Okay, who else you know God's done something? One of you guys had your hand up. Do you want to quickly run up? I just said I wouldn't get everybody up here, but we'll get some people. So run. Brilliant. How you doing? All right. So what did you get prayed for?
For scoliosis on my back, like an S.
Okay.
And I believe it's healed, and also for my liver.
Okay.
How would you know if there's anything different with your back?
With my shoulder. Okay. So it's always wonky. So.
Sorry, can you just leave this one on as well, mate? Can you leave that on? Okay, is that working? Great. So was there any pain in your back?
It's always on my shoulder blade.
How is it gone now?
It's less. Definitely.
It's less, okay. It's better than it was?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father, we just thank you for total freedom. Mm. Just move around. Just move around right now. Do whatever you couldn't do.
It would always hurt this arm.
How's that now?
It's gone.
It's gone, all right? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Brilliant, okay? Your liver, do you need to go and get that checked in some way? Okay, get your liver checked out, and thank you, Jesus. Okay, other people, if you know God's done something, just quickly raise your hand. I know some of you are going to go, I'm not going to go up there. But it's good to give a bit of testimony, right? If you've got your hand up, do you want to just quickly run up here? There's quite a few of you. Most of you are going to go, I'm not going to put my hand up now. But we'll have one or two more stories, and then I won't get anybody else up. Okay, brilliant. You're visiting today, aren't you?
I am, yes, indeed.
Great to see you. All right, good day to come.
Thank you.
What was that?
Pain to my knees, stiffness in my knees and my back.
How are you now?
It's a slight easing okay. My knees. My knees was very stiff yesterday. It's been coming and going for a while.
Okay.
So it's been a slight easing. I'm definitely more flexible and...
Right, just move around a little bit then.
Yeah.
Whatever was painful, just move. How are your knees now?
Yeah, it's less stiff than it was, definitely. It's,
okay, yeah, definitely. And what about the rest of you?
Just me, back...
Some dance moves there.
Yeah, it's not that I couldn't do that before, but it's definitely looser than it was. It's lovely.
Okay.
It's lovely.
Well, you just
thank
keep
you
moving. Just keep moving for a minute, all right? Okay, brilliant. Anybody else? I know there's quite a few of you that have got healed from things. Okay, do you want to quickly run up? Brilliant. Yeah, do you want a hand?
No.
Yeah, do you want to? Great. What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny. Okay. So what happened to you?
Just even before, during the worship.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I just felt my blood was being washed clean.
Right.
As if Jesus. I opened my eyes, expecting to see Jesus sat next to me. It was just so real.
Right. Amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. So have you had a blood condition then?
No.
No. You meant his blood washing you clean?
No, my blood
Your
was being
blood.
Washed clean.
Right.
I was
right.
being made into something that Jesus wanted to know, but more of, I think.
Right, right. Brilliant. Bless you. Great day to come, eh? All right, brilliant. Okay, I'm not going to ask anybody else to come up here, but thanks. How many of you know something's happened, either fully or it started in your body this morning? I'm not going to ask you to come up. Okay, lots of you. I want you to turn round to someone that wasn't in your group, okay, and I want you to tell them what's happened or what is happening in your body, okay? Just turn around and tell somebody that wasn't in your group what's been going on the last few minutes. Okay, let's just stand for a moment. Okay, let's all stand together. Let's just thank the Lord for who he is and what he's been doing this morning, okay? Just thank him. Thanksgiving is so important, especially when you're in the process of something. You keep thanking the Lord for what he started and you see the outworking of all that he's done. So we thank you, Jesus, for your goodness in our lives. Now, this week, God wants to bring people to us, or he'll lead us to people, however he'll do that, whether you just bump into someone somewhere, or it might be somebody at work, or a neighbour, or someone, they might already know the Lord, they might not. But if we're available, God can bring and organise, orchestrate all kinds of situations for us to be in where he wants to do something in someone else's life. And if someone's available, he'll say, right, if Lloyd says I'm available, he'll like, well, I'm going to work through Lloyd then. So somehow he'll put something in Lloyd's mind, I'll just go and fill up your car now, not later, or something. And when he's at Tesco Express or wherever he goes, suddenly something happens. Or I'm going to put my bin out now rather than later for some, I'm just going to go and put it out now. And you go out and you suddenly bump into your neighbour and something happens. You never know how God, but how many of you want to be available for God to work through this week in some way? Okay? And that our availability is God's opportunity to do a miracle, right? Amen. Through our lives. Now, if you know God's done something in some way this morning or something's in process, we have orange cards out in the hub on the right-hand side. Can you fill an orange card in, okay, this morning and say what you've been healed of or what God's doing in your life? Is that all right? Yeah. You don't have to put your name on it if you don't want to. But what we want to do next week is we want to read out what God has been doing this week, okay? And when you come next week, before the meeting even, if whatever God does during this week through your life, you can write that down on an orange card and we'll grab them all. And next week, we're going to read out what God's been doing this morning and then what God's been doing during the week through you and me as we go about, like Peter and John, they were just on their way to a prayer meeting. And on the way, a lame guy got healed. Jesus sometimes just walking, going from wherever he was to here, and things happen. So God wants to work through the normal everydays of our life and see people's lives touched through you and I. Is that all right?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.